how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. You know I'm here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's my goal, to help you find your happiness. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the show. If you like it, share it. Just get this positive energy out there. The world sure could use it. I'm telling you what. Hey, I want to let you know about my new book. It's doing very well on Amazon so far. The Positive Perspective, available now in digital and paperback. Please run over to Amazon and pick it up immediately. All right, we got a new sponsor for the show. I'm happy to announce Zox is a new sponsor of the show. They make bracelets and clothing, and they have backpacks and really cool stuff. And they're really, their cause is with clean water, sustainability. They're giving back. It's really cool. They got some cool bracelets and rings and keychains and charms. And go check it out at Zox.la. And if you decide to pick up something from the store, use the code POSZOX and get an extra 10% off because you're listening to this show. Zox, they're really cool people, and the story is really great. Go over there and check out the story about how they got this started. The brothers got it started. They got hoodies and t-shirts and all that stuff too. But they're doing something good for the earth. And you know what? I sought them out. I was looking for a sponsor, for somebody that I could promote that's actually talking about positivity. And all their bracelets have very positive messages on them, and they stretch. And I think they're made out of actually recycled water bottles too. They're really cool. Go check them out. And they have a really all kinds of different colors and styles on them. And when you flip it over, it's got a message. So if you're feeling negative and you're feeling like you need something, you flip it over and you read that message. It's a really cool concept. So I sought them out and I asked them if they would be a sponsor for the show. And they agreed, and I'm so happy. Zox. Go to Zox.la, Zox.la, and check them out. I can't wait to get my samples. They should be coming shortly. Really cool. And I'm hoping that they're going to make a Be Positive bracelet for Zox just for the show. That'd be awesome. Anyway, all right, if you got something you want me to talk about, you know where to go. You go to your text line. You got your phone in your hand. You're listening to it. 304-506-3332. I want to hear your story. I want to hear what's going on. Or if you got something that's bigger than a text, go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about what's going on, what you want me to talk about. And I'll give you a shout out, just like Paula from Argentina, listening on Spotify. And she had a question. She's a listener, for a long time listener, and written into the show before, but she had a question. She's from Argentina, and she said, "What do you think about eating disorders and all that stuff?" And that's a very short question, but I'll tell you what, eating disorders, the show's not about this, by the way. But the show, I'm just want to say, if you have an eating disorder, whether it's eating too much or not eating enough, or bulimia or whatever that is, or anorexia or all that, and whatever it is, if you have an eating disorder, first go seek help. Find someone else. If it's getting bad and your health is at risk, don't listen to what I have to say. Don't listen to my words. If you don't have the energy to do it yourself, the first priority is for you to remain healthy. So I would talk to someone. But on the other side of that, think about why you have an eating disorder. Why do you overeat, or why do you not eat enough? So I find that when I overeat, I mean, I'm not obese. I'm not overweight. I'm a few pounds overweight. But some people just sit there and eat and eat and eat. And that's out of depression. That's out of boredom. That's out of the fact that you're not occupying your mind with anything, and you're not thinking about what you're thinking about. So if you keep eating, you're eating because you think you're hungry and you're really not. You're just bored or depressed or whatever it is. You have to find the root of that. Even if you go get therapy or you go get help, that they want to help you find the root of why there's a cause. It's not a mental disorder. It is a cause, an emotional disorder that is causing you to overeat or undereat or whatever it is that you do. And what you have to find the cause of that, what are you running away from? What is it that you're not accepting? What is it that has traumatized you so bad that you've gone into this slump? So that's the only thing I have about eating disorders. I really don't know a lot about it. I do know that I eat more than I should. I love my cookies and cake and snacks, and I love to sit on the couch and watch TV and just munch out. But now I have to make a conscious effort to not overeat. And that's something that is difficult for me. And, it's difficult for a lot of people. And, eating disorders are not a mental disorder. It's not a treat. I don't think it's treatable by drugs. I may be wrong. Maybe ways to curb your eating with drugs. But I think if you do that and you go to lose weight and through using drugs or whatever or stimulants or whatever it is to curb your appetite, then you have to live that way. And you haven't fixed the problem. You've just put a Band-Aid on it to me and made yourself look better on the outside or feel better or whatever. But I don't think that is actually fixing the root of the problem. When I've had problems in my past, things that were detrimental to my health and to my life and to my relationships, I could have hidden from them like I did for many years. Or I could face the demons and face who I was and get control of that situation. So that way when it does arise again, I am the one that can diffuse it. I don't have to run to the medicine cabinet and get some pills because I'm depressed or get some pills because I'm overeating or take some drugs because, I'm trying not to take drugs or whatever it is. If you take something outside of your brain and yourself to remedy a problem that is going on inside your body and inside your mind, you're not fixing it. You're not fixing it. You have to get to the root of why you're acting the way you are. Why are you overeating? Why are you doing drugs? Why do you drink too much? Why are you abusive? Okay. So if you don't get to the root in your own mind as to why you act that way, if you don't face the facts of the person that you are, because that's who you are. If you drink a lot, if you take drugs, if you're whatever it is, if you overeat, if you undereat, if you are bulimic or anorexic or whatever, these are all products of the mind. They are not physical defects. Let me say this again. It is not a product of a defect in your mind. It's the way you are thinking. So I think once you get control of your thoughts and you're thinking about what you're thinking about and you start going, man, I just want to eat. I just want to eat. I just want to eat. That's what I do. I'm fat. I like to eat. I like to eat. I love eating. I have to eat. I have to eat. Or to the other side, I'm too fat. I'm so fat and you weigh like 90 pounds. I got to throw up. I can't eat. I have to eat and throw up. And that's just what I do. That's who I am. It's an illness and that's who I am. And when you tell yourself that, that's who you are. That's who you become. What you tell yourself, the thoughts and the self-talk that you tell yourself is who you become. You are creating your personal reality by telling yourself who you are. I'm depressed. I'm upset. I'm mad. I'm an overeater. I'm an undereater. I'm an alcoholic. I like to drink. I like to eat. Whatever it is, it's you telling yourself that. It's not, you can't place the blame anywhere else. You can't say it's because of my past. My father was an alcoholic. My mother abused me. I've been hurting so many times in relationships. I'm so depressed. That's why I'm eating. And those are all excuses. And we all do it. I'm included. We all make excuses because it is so hard to face our shortcomings. It is so hard to face up to who you really are. When you look in the mirror, and you go, wow, and you see all the things about yourself. When you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, or you do your makeup, whatever it is, you look in the mirror, you're really not looking at yourself. You're looking at your skin. You're looking at your surface. You're not looking into your own eyes and looking deep into your soul. That is hard as shit to do. I'm telling you what. That is one of the most eye-opening experiences that I have learned how to do. And I don't do it often. I try to do it a couple times a week, but I'll go in the bathroom and I'll look in the mirror and I will stare at my own eyes and look at my eyes. And I'll tell you what, you try it. You just stare at yourself. Don't look at your wrinkles. Don't look at your skin. Don't look at your booger on your nose, whatever it is. Look into your eyes and look deep into your own soul. And I'll tell you what, if you don't get a chill, then you're not human. Or maybe I just have a bad soul. I don't know. But look into your own eyes and say, okay, I'm happy with who I am. when you can look in there and go, you know what? I've got some flaws. I got some problems. Sure I do. We all do. And it's part of being human. We're only going to be human for a while, and then we go back to the energy. But this experience as a human is profoundly unbelievable, for lack of better words. I could have probably found better words, but I didn't, and that's what you get. But look, when you look in the mirror and you see who you really are and you're okay with that, you have succeeded at life, my friend. You have succeeded at life. It took me over 50 plus years to be able to look in the mirror and go, you know what? I like that guy. I like everything about that guy. He's got a couple issues, but you know what? They're okay. They're not damaging to him. They're not damaging to other people. I'm giving back without expecting anything in return. I'm sharing positivity. I'm sharing happiness. I'm a good person. I'm honest. I'm hardworking. All these things. And I tell myself this stuff at least once a week. You should do it every day, but let's be realistic here. Those people that tell you you should wake up in the morning and then do this every single morning, it's a good plan. It's hard to do in reality. But if you try to keep thinking about what you think about, and the more you catch yourself, I put little post-its, you know, think about it. And I catch myself paying attention to my own notes and going, oh, what am I thinking about? And I realize I'm not thinking about nothing. I'm just going through the motions. So now when I sit down on the couch and it's late and I'm watching TV and I'm bored and I'm, you know, and I'm just sitting there and my mind goes, go get some chips, go get some pretzels, go get some chocolate. And I catch myself going, no, I'm not going to do that. And I keep, and then I'm arguing with myself going, yeah, you want to do that. You want to taste it. And I know it tastes good. I know I want it. I know I want to eat it, but it's a habit and I'm in control, damn it. And when you get mad at the fact that you don't have the control over your eating disorder or your alcohol or your drugs. And I'm not condemning anybody for anything they do. Okay. Cause I'm no saint, but when it controls you, then that's a problem. So what, no matter what it is, when something controls you and you're making excuses for what you're doing or hiding it, that's where the problem lies. So it's time to look in the mirror, look into your eyes, look deep into your eyes and go, all right, person, no genders there. You are eating too much. All your clothes are too tight. You have to stop if you really want to. If not, you're just going to get really fat and die. And if you want to make the change, it's only you that can do it. And you can make all the excuses in the world and they're not going to change you. They're just excuses for other people, for you to tell other people, because it's not convincing you. You know, it's not true. You might believe it, but you can't say I'm an alcoholic because my dad was an alcoholic. Oh, really? You're an alcoholic because you drink too much. You're overweight because you eat too much, not because you're depressed, not because those are all excuses. And once you get control of your mind and you realize that you're making excuses for yourself so you can continue to have the same behavior because you don't want to step into that river of change and try anything different and push your willpower to its limits, because it's easier to not do it. It's easier to just say, screw it. I'm just going to sit here and eat this whole bag of chips. And you know what? To be honest, I've done it. I've sat there and I drank a half a bottle. I sat there and I ate a whole bag of chips. I sat there and ate all the cookies. It's happened. But I don't do that now. Why? Because I don't want to. So once you take control of your thoughts and you realize that they are your thoughts and you have the control if you want it, you have to get away from the excuses. You have to own it. You have to accept who the hell you are. Because you know what? Once you start looking in the mirror, staring at your eyes and realizing who you are, it's scary. It sucks. And sometimes you don't like that person. There was times I looked in the mirror and I did not like what I saw. So I did not want to live that way. So I changed. You can do it too. Think about what you're thinking about all the time and change your life. All right. Because you are in control of your life. You're in control of your thoughts. Your self-talk is everything. If you tell yourself and make excuses, say, oh, I've always been this way. This has always happened like this. It's who I am. No, don't do it. Self-talk, positive talk. That's who I was. That's what I used to be. That was one of my old habits. I'm creating a new habit, a new life. And you know what? You'll be surprised how happy you are. At first, it's going to suck. You're going to be miserable. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be one of the hardest things you've ever done is break a long habit of addiction or a disorder like eating. It's going to be one of the hardest things you do. But you know, once you get to the other side, you feel like a superhero. You do. So if you need help, get help. If you want to talk about it, hit me up on a text line. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to everybody. I don't care. If I'm sleeping, I'll get back to you, but I don't sleep a whole lot. So you'll probably get a hold of me. Text me 304-506-3332. And if you need help getting through a situation or you want to talk about something, you can also go to the website. You know all that good stuff. One quick shout out again for Zox.LA. Check out their stuff. Z-O-X. Use the code P-O-S-Z-O-X. Get 10% off when you check out. They really got cool stuff. And it's a great mission, so you feel good about buying stuff. Also, don't forget about heading over to Amazon and picking up my new book. Oh, man, it's doing well. I'm getting great reviews. People are loving it. I can't believe it. I am so freaking proud of it. And I am so humbled at the responses that I've gotten from the people who have read it. Thank you very much. It feels so good. The Positive Perspective, available now at Amazon. That's the show. You know what I always say? I think we can all do a little bit better. My name is Nat, and I'll talk to you later.